if Arnold Schwarzenegger just busts in the house, you're a quiet boy, and it's just old like Macaulay Culkin just sitting there like eating a bag of Doritos. You're a
goddamn quiet boy.
Yeah. And he's just like, hey man, or whatever Macaulay Culkin sounds like now.
We're reminiscing on the fact that Disney just announced they're going to reboot Home Alone.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, he's just sitting there, like, playing video games or whacking it or something, and Arnold Schwarzenegger bursts in as the burglar. Or they just have the same cast. So, like, old man Joe Pesci.
Yes.
I don't know if the other guy is still around or not.
Marv?
Yeah.
He's just Marv to me.
Yeah, get Marv in there.
Freaking Marv.
Anywho, welcome to the episode 5 of the Dreamcast.
Woo!
I don't think we said Dreamcast once in the last episode.
No.
Oh, well.
No, we suck at this.
We're going to retcon it and put a little robot voice in it that just says, Dreamcast.
Dreamcast.
Yours is more animated.
Yeah, well, my computer's possessed, so.
So last time, we're recording this in one session. Last time we talked about Once Upon a Time in Halloween, or Halloween.
In Halloween? In Halloween Town.
Did you see any other movies?
What recently? Did I see?
Well, there's one coming out this weekend I really want to see.
Ooh! Ooh!
What is it?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, bitch!
I'm
so excited.
I've never seen or read or anything.
Oh, those books were like nightmares.
All I remember is you telling me about this like globby creature who walks around some farm.
Didn't I show you the pictures?
Gloopy.
From
yeah.
some of those?
Yeah, those are creepy.
They're like terror sweat inducing.
Tell us about your favorite terrifying one.
My favorite story from the scary
or just,
stories?
Just the character, the creature. What is it?
There's a couple of them that kind of freaked me out. I don't remember a lot of specifics. I really like, just because, like, as a little kid, I was always fascinated, and still sort of am, by spiders. So
that's a weird thing to be fascinated by.
I had 2 tarantulas as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That explains nothing about who you are.
I think it explains a lot, but yeah, there's the story of this girl who's sleeping, and the spider lays an egg in her cheek. And it's like this, basically a zit, but it just keeps growing bigger and bigger.
Oh, and there's a spider in
there.
Yeah,
she's staring at the egg, like the zit in the mirror, and it explodes open, and like thousands of baby spiders pour out of it.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I think that's the one that most vividly sticks out.
Wow.
Like, there's some classics, like the Wendigo, Harold is a classic. The Toe Soup is a classic.
All right. Well, I'm not going to see this
Headlights,
movie.
Headlights. That's a real world scary one.
Weird tarantula fetish,
like,
can go see.
There's these. A girl in a car driving, and there's a car behind her that keeps like flipping on his headlights, his brights, just periodically, and it just follows her the whole way home. And she finally parks in the car, rushes out of the car to go call the cops, and they find a dude in the back of her car with a knife.
Oh, jeez.
And the person flashing the brights would do so when the dude would rise up and, like, go to stab her. He would put on the brights and, like, make him, like, hide.
Oh, yeah. That's intense.
That's scary shit. Like, double down a real
world. I got goosebumps, man.
Also a good series.
Don't
but
play
not
with
coming
that.
Out.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, yeah, you can go to that by yourself.
So, we're on episode 5. Of the Dreamcast.
That means something special.
Something special is going to happen in this one. We're going to try something new. I'm going to throw in the idea of multipliers into
So
go ahead. We're going to pick a thing first off, and then I'll explain the multiplier after.
All right, pick
a thing. Or should I do it right now?
Do it now. What's a multiplier,
okay.
Spencer?
Multipliers are going to include, so like we're going to pick our movie, we're going to do our casting as per usual. However, I came up with the concept of the multiplier to shake things up a bit. The multiplier it basically narrows down what we or who we can use to cast our film. The multiplier could be like a decade. Like, say our movie has to be made like in the 60s. We have to use actors from that era who would be big. There could be specific nationalities. Like, say, we get, like, only British actors. We can only use those for the movies. Only African-American actors. Only female actors. Those are multipliers in there. Specific directors. Like, if Steven Spielberg were to direct this movie, who would he likely cast? Someone more in his vein, or like a Christopher Nolan type movie, or Quentin Tarantino. Like,
there you go.
There are multipliers of specific casts that we can only derive our cast from, like the Game of Thrones cast, the Lord of the Rings cast, the Star Wars cast. We can only use actors that have starred in those movies.
This is going to be crazy, so, man.
And they're multipliers, so if we want to add more than one, we certainly could, but I think for the first episode, we're just going to start out with one, and see what happens with it. So,
let's see what happens.
Shake this up.
Ooh, I get the honors? Pick,
yep.
Oh, you're picking?
You can pick the multiplier.
Alright. Oh. Alright, they are shook.
Bob Ross
They burps. Are shooketh.
Alright.
The papers have... Oh, okay, I told you they were shooketh, and then you go in and just shake them some more.
Sorry. Isn't it kind of natural for someone to do that, though?
Yeah, but why is that the reflex to, like,
dropped it.
To, like, do a little spider finger thingy in the hat?
Because it happens.
Because you got a spider fetish.
Ooh, this is going to be real interesting.
Ooh.
Do you want to know the movie first?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose since I know it. We are doing a Justice League reboot today.
Yes!
We're going to recast the whole Justice League.
All
right. With the addition of this little baggie I have right here with an X on it.
The special multiplier
stands
baggie.
For multipliers, and it's going into the Cap helmet. So we've got two captain's hats that we pick these out of now. We have, like, a specific, like, a straight-up, you would imagine, like, naval captain's hat.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got this Captain America mask that we're gonna pick the multiplier.
Does it still smell like Halloween?
A little bit.
What did you do to it? How did you make it not stink? Like,
I just stuck it by the window.
Wow.
Yeah, it definitely helped. I recently got this mask because I also recently got a costume from China. We'll see if that comes. Ready to pick?
Ready.
All right,
here we go.
The multiplier.
Multiplier. I'm not gonna freaking move my fingers around like a weird person. All right, here we go. The multiplier for the Justice League reboot is the 70s.
Ooh. So we're making a Justice League movie from the 70s. Interesting.
Dude.
Okay.
So are we using actors who were big in the 70s, or is this whole movie going to take place as if everything, effects-wise, actors, sets, all that was taken place in the 70s?
Yes.
Yes the to second, which the question?
The second, like everything.
Okay.
So, yeah, like movie effects, because like you wouldn't like make a modern day movie with 70s actors with like modern special effects. That just
right.
It just wouldn't work.
Well, I'm just saying like they would probably be a little bit outdated.
This is like Batman TV show.
Okay.
With Adam West's levels of effects.
Okay.
Although, if this movie were to come out post-77, that's when Star Wars was released.
Okay.
So, you could get, like, decently well with special effects. I think the Superman movie came out in 78.
Mm-hmm.
The Christopher Reeves one.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's one. That's Superman that we have to cast.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's just going to be the main players of the Justice League. So, Batman... we would have Wonder Woman.
Superman.
I wrote Superman.
Ah, well.
The Flash.
Yep, The Flash.
Green Lantern.
Are you going to do Martian Manhunter?
We could.
All right.
Green Lantern. Cyborg, probably. At least if we're doing, like... Oh, we need Aquaman, too.
Yep. All right, so this is going to be interesting.
You want Martian Manhunter?
Yeah, Martian Manhunter for sure.
Any others, big ones that we're missing?
I think that's good.
We've got Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman, and Martian Manhunter. I know Marvel a little bit more than Justice League.
Yeah, we're Marvel nerds. No, that'll be good.
That's good.
That's good.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. For the 70s. That makes sense.
Wow! Isn't that convenient?
Isn't that lovely? Isn't she lovely? Wow, I spelled lantern like a fucking fool.
Well, I mean, you kind of are sometimes.
I wrote it like lattern, but yeah, that's rough.
The green ladder.
I put green lattern and also spelled it kind of like you spell Saturn.
That's nice, Spencer.
Lantern. Is it E-R-N? Oh, God. This is not a thing I should be figuring out on the air.
No, don't worry about it. It right. says Green Lantern in some phonetic way.
I'm honestly just going to search biggest actors of the 70s.
Yeah, man, I'm ready. Let's go.
So, when I think, like, big 70s actors, I think, like, your... Obviously, Christopher Reeves, but we can't really use him. That would be cheating if we used him for Superman.
Yep.
Because, like, he's already a Superman. I'm thinking, like, shoot.
Well, while you're thinking, yeah, why don't we just go ahead and start casting?
Because I think I know who I want for my, like, classic cartoon, like, looking Aquaman.
Adam West!
Also would be lame if we put him for our Batman, even though he is the ultimate Batman.
Yeah. I mean, we have to make this one exciting. So what type of Justice League movie is this? Okay. Is this going to be like a lame like action-y one? I think we
try
one?
To make like a cool badass, like the first Superman movie.
Okay.
Like
an so attempt this at is like an intense
Justice League
movie. An intense action movie. Okay. Yeah. With the Justice League that doesn't have cartoon, bam, pow,
right,
scream.
We're trying to make a shy away from the Batman TV show.
Okay, boom, right off the bat, Batman, Robert Ooh. De Niro, he's gonna blast some mofos.
Robert De Niro is yes. Batman. I could see that.
Yes, so could I. I could also see John Travolta as Superman, because you know how he did in Grease. He was like the man, and then
how old was John Travolta in the? Oh, I suppose in the '70s.
Yeah,
because that's when Grease came.
He
out.
Was big time, man.
John Travolta as Superman.
Yeah, but he would be like a little bit complaining, and like a little bit insecure. I think
we're both gonna have castings for this, so I'm gonna put a slash.
Yep, that's good.
We'll decide off that.
That's good.
Batman, you said Robert De Niro.
Yes. Robert De Niro, for sure.
So this is kind of your casting. This is your side.
Yep.
The J
side. Going down to Martian Manhunter, Clint Eastwood.
I pulled up a list of, like, the biggest actors. Yep, you've got it. God damn it. Clint Eastwood is Martian Manhunter? Why do you say that?
Because Martian Manhunter is kind of like the guy who can basically do it all. And he doesn't take no crap from nobody. And Clint Eastwood could embody that pretty well. Especially in the 70s.
Nice.
Before his voice got all like this. Which would also make him a good Batman. But I can't see him doing a whole lot of crime fighting. Without some like cheap stunt double tricks. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to Aquaman. I would like to see Robert Redford as Aquaman. The star of the underwater world. Because he was huge in lots of, like, westerns and car chase type movies. And, yeah, he would kill it there. And then I thought Burt Reynolds would be a funny Green Lantern. I think he would be a little bit lippy and would embody the Green Lantern spirit of, like, what is going on? All right, I'll just, like, dick around with this. And then finally, the wisecracking Al Pacino as the Flash. I think that would make yes.
Who's your Wonder Woman?
My Wonder Woman is to be determined.
You gotta switch up lists because.
Well, I already had the other list. I don't really know any of them.
We both literally plugged in biggest 70s actors into Google, and now I'm pulling up a biggest 70s actresses.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with a lot of these actresses.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bust it out, fam.
Yeah, I know who I would pick. Oh, we gotta see your Wonder Woman pick.
All right.
I mean, if you want to use my list I generated. there's like some big names in there
for sure. Oh, yes. These are much better. We got Meryl Streep. We got Diane Keaton, Jodie Foster. I could... Actually, Olivia Newton-John could be a decent Wonder Woman.
That's who you're
alongside picking? John Travolta.
You're just re-pitching Grease.
Yep. Yep.
You want her? Okay.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John.
Tell me about it, stud.
Well, as long as we're on... Well, I'm going to come back to that.
Those are my picks, also, man.
I realize Linda Carter is on that list, and we definitely can't use her because she was Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the reboot.
I'm kind of looking through. I'm trying to think of like a little more classic, kind of going for like a Dark Knight vibe.
Ooh.
So like kind of gunning for the Oscar sort of thing.
Okay.
So
like
some really big names.
Get some awards. All right, what you got?
First off, for like to counter your comedy, The Flash, I'm putting Gene Wilder in for The Flash. Imagine Willy Wonka running around at the speed
right.
of...
Right, I just see him like somersaulting instead of running.
Yeah, doing the just... classic Willy Wonka, like spinning around.
Like Sonic. He's basically Sonic.
Coming off the heels of Apocalypse Now, I'm putting Martin Sheen in as my Batman.
Ooh.
That's
a good one, too.
I could see him, like, really, like, have you seen Apocalypse Now?
Nope.
He goes balls to the wall, all out in that movie. Like,
I'm what does all
pretty,
out mean?
I'm pretty sure, like, he had mild PTSD after filming that.
Jeez.
Probably everybody did, because, like, that was a rough movie to film.
Wow.
Everybody had problems.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the director who... For some reason, I can't think of his name. I always blank on the podcast. It's a very big actor name. I have the movie on the fucking wall over there. I could just go look quick. But he had a heart attack, I think, mid-filming. And I think potentially... I don't know if Martin Sheen did as well. Somebody had a heart attack during filming on that. And like they had to like stop for half a week.
That's intense.
I do like your Burt Reynolds Green Lantern. I was eyeing him up.
Well, I saw him first, so back off.
Well, fine. Let's see. I would love to put Michael Caine somewhere.
Michael Caine.
I'm not too sure.
Michael Caine.
I'm going to put him as Martian Manhunter, actually. Because, like you said, he's got the no-nonsense.
Yeah.
And like,
but against Clint Eastwood,
it's the '70s, so they're still a little bit like racy on subjects. So like,
true.
Oh, the Martian can be British. stick him in that sense.
British people are from Mars, aren't they? Francis Coppola.
Yes, Francis Ford Coppola.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's the director of Apocalypse Now, and I can't say the word apocalypse. Who's your next one?
I'm kind of. I want to put Donald Sutherland somewhere, too.
I was going to make Dustin Hoffman my Aquaman stand-in.
Yeah.
I thought he would play a funny Dustin Hoffman. It's supposed to be Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, no, I know who I want for my Aquaman. I was going to go with...
Who's Spencer?
Oh, I literally just looked him up.
Oh, well, come on, you got to be on top of this.
I just... looked and I completely forgot it. Steve McQueen.
Ah, there
I want
you
for
go.
My Aquaman.
Alright.
Because he looks the absolute part.
Yeah, I could see that.
For...
And we're going with the old school orange like top with the green gloves and all that.
Absolutely.
None of this Jason Momoa schmexy looking.
Correct.
Alright.
I wanna know.
Who's your Wonder Woman?
Actually, I think I might just do a young Lawrence Fishburne for my Green Lantern. Because he was in Apocalypse Now as well. Lawrence Fishburne, most notable for Morpheus in The Matrix.
Oh, yes.
He started acting, like, very, very young. He was, I think, only, like, 16 when he was in Apocalypse Now. He lied to get that part.
Wow.
Gotta do what you gotta do in Hollywood, baby.
So I'm kind of leaning towards him for my Green Lantern.
That would be amazing.
I'm putting him in.
And his name is Morpheus, okay? Whoever Lawrence is.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Lawrence
Marsh. Well, actually...
Lawrence Marsh. Actually, what?
I was trying to think of, like, when Samuel L. Jackson got his part, his start in the movies. Yeah, I want to check that quick.
All right, we're fact-checking here.
Samuel L. Jackson's first movie. If you can call it out, if you know this, say it right now.
1976. I don't know.
I don't think he started until like the 80s,
yeah?
To be honest.
You want to, how much you want to bet it's 1976?
I got to scroll through his forever
like, are you fucking sure?
long
are you
IMDb
sure?
list.
You don't have to worry, Spencer. The all-knowing has told me it's 1976.
Are you sure?
No.
Is the all-knowing Google?
The Google machine knows all.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. 1973 is when he got his start.
That's what I said.
He wasn't really huge at that time. I think his first, like, huge notable movie was probably Do the Right Thing, and that wasn't until 89, so I'm not going to use him.
1989, that's what I said.
I'm just going to put Lawrence Fishburne. I don't even care.
Oh, okay. So all that was...
I thought of that because I saw the classic... I thought of the classic clip where Samuel L. Jackson's in an interview. And, like, the interviewer is like, so, like, we loved you in, like, The Matrix or something. And he was like, I'm not Lawrence Fishburne. We don't all look alike.
Just break the fourth wall.
He went off of it completely. It was absolutely glorious.
That's awesome.
I don't know who I want for my Superman. I'm trying to find, like...
Robert Duvall? No, not Robert Duvall.
See, like, I recognize the name, but I can't think of how he, like, appeared back then.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of these guys that we only know of as their, you know, older selves. Older meaning more experienced selves. Except for John Travolta. He's always going to be the dude from Grease, but James Caan would be good.
Saying that because I'm looking him up right
now. He's in the show Las Vegas. Have you seen that show?
He was in The Godfather.
And The Godfather. He's also, so James Caan is also,
I am going to pick him for my
he's the now. Dad from Elf, for all of you who have seen and love that movie.
I'm going to pick him.
I could say he's strong. He's
surely
sturdy.
Based on looks from the 70s.
Yeah. Dang, he had a fro. Look at that. Yeah,
my Wonder Woman, Jodie Foster would be too young. I don't know why it says has her in the 70s.
Cause, about like, Meryl Streep?
I think her big start was like kind of the 80s with Silence of the Lambs. Oh, stop. Jesus Christ. Using a head massager on my knee.
Dude, that's the worst feeling ever.
My fucking knee.
Ugh. Well, you're taking forever to figure out your things.
So. Well, you need someone strong. You need someone who can just, like, crush shit.
Meryl Streep.
I know who I want to go with.
Well, why don't you tell us?
I will in just a moment here.
Well, we're all waiting in suspense, Spencer.
Why can't I think of her... I can never think of names when I'm on the spot. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
Why did we do this?
Oh, my God. Just pick one.
I'm just going to complain until I find my person that I'm trying to look up.
Because
it's going to take me forever to try to find her. And I won't even be able to because the IMDb list for this show is just fucking massive. Diana Rigg.
Who's that, Spencer?
Lady Tyrell.
Oh.
Elena Tyrell.
Okay, that was worth the wait.
That is my Wonder Woman.
That was worth the wait.
I wrote Rihanna. Rihanna Digg, her alter ego.
All right. I could see it. Yeah, she's... that's a strong woman right there. Or at least a lot of personality.
She... Let me look at her filmography quick. Just to prove to you that, you know, she was big back in the day. In the 70s. She was in... Orestia, A Little Night Music, Three-Piece Suite, In This House of Bread, Affairs of the Heart, Some Show Called Diana, Theater of Blood, The Hospital, and Julius Caesar.
Wow, I've seen approximately...
She was a Bond girl? She was in On Her Majesty's Secret Service in 69.
What?
Fuck yeah, I'm going Diana Rigg.
Yeah, easily the best pick out there.
Easily. All right, now we got to narrow this down. Superman, John Travolta or James Caan?
John Travolta.
Probably John Travolta. You definitely got that one. Batman, Robert De Niro, Martin Sheen.
Ah, Martin Sheen.
I would pick Martin Sheen over there.
De Niro, you're better. You're better at other things.
Like mob movies.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, Olivia Newton-John or Diana Rigg?
Diana Rigg. No contest. Sorry, Sandy.
Good pick.
You done got cut.
The Flash, Al Pacino or Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder.
Really? You
want to I want to see him roll around like Sonic.
Green Lantern, Burt Reynolds, Lawrence Fishburne.
Burt Reynolds.
I like Burt Reynolds for that, for sure.
Yeah, he'd be great.
I was going to cast him, and then you stole him from me.
Ha!
Aquaman, Robert Redford, Steve McQueen. I would pull pretty hard for Steve McQueen on this one.
Yeah, I could, I mean, Robert Redford would be a headliner, but maybe he can be someone else. Let me show you.
You're saying Steve McQueen is not a headliner?
Well, no, I'm just saying Robert Redford, he's like the guy, man.
He is very cool.
Yeah. He's in all those westerns.
Let me show you Steve McQueen.
Back in the 70s?
Back in the 70s.
Please tell me he had a big old afro. Oh my God, that is perfect.
Is that not
like, throw some bleach in his hair?
TV show, like cartoon Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, you got me beat on that one.
I got you. There goes my phone.
Well, we don't need it anyway.
That's all right, because I like your Clint Eastwood for Martian Manhunter.
Yeah,
it's either Clint Eastwood or Michael Caine. So.
Make Michael Caine also be the Alfred for Batman way back then.
Still has the same voice.
Right.
Master Wayne. So we're going
Clint Eastwood. I can't believe I'm
Clint Eastwood playing. Is going to be the bigger draw for sure.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to get box office hits here, man.
So, our Justice League from the 1970s. Is that really the
little jingle? I don't know.
Superman! John Travolta. Batman!
Please continue.
Martin Sheen.
Wonder Woman!
Woo! Diana Rigg.
Flesh!
The Flesh. Yeah.
Oh! Flesh!
The whole soundtrack is done by Queen.
Yes.
Gene Wilder as The Flash. Green Lantern. I don't know what his name
Jingle,
is.
Jingle unknown.
Burt Reynolds. Aquaman. Steve McQueen. And Martian Manhunter.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Do you feel lucky?
Planet Monk. Earth.
Made him Scottish. And he shoots I-beams.
I-beams?
Isn't that what he does?
Well, I mean, he can like shapeshift, do I-beams. He can.
I'm like faintly remembering him.
He's got like rubber hands. He can go like. Blah, blah, blah.
Like,
but he's got to have the look.
The. I'm going to.
The smolder?
I'm going to blow up your planet. But I'm going to look cool doing it.
Type of thing, you know?
Sound like. Batman.
Batman.
I don't have throat cancer.
That is our 1970s multiplier Justice League. Yeah. Tell us in the comments if you leave one. If you like the multiplier, maybe we'll do it more.
Yeah.
Planning on doing every fifth episode with the multipliers.
Yes.
To make it shaken, not stirred. And then just regular ones throughout. But if people really like the multipliers, maybe we'll do it every other or something like that.
Yeah, let us know.
And if you have any suggestions of multipliers or other movies that you would want us to cast, leave them in the comments also.
Yeah.
Such an
energetic... Oh, you spit on my leg!
Such an energetic dream cast.
It's been a
episode.
Long day, man.
It's been like 4 hours. Okay. Farewell.
Where's Rachel?